Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. But a special shout-out to all those first responders, all the linemen, telephone, electric, cable, whatever, and everybody that's getting ready to launch out and do what they can to get the power back on and everything else up there in Louisiana, Mississippi, and other points. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, as well as our over-the-road truck drivers who are going to be real busy bringing supplies down into the hurricane-affected zone. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, well, going right to the telephone lines, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a gentleman I told you about during the break that was going to call us, and he just called us back here, so I'm going to go right to him because he's got something interesting to mention here, and then we'll discuss it. Okay, good morning, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Jeff in Tampa. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, Denise.
Hey.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Denise, you always say hello, hello, hello.
Yep.
Hey,
hello.
I've been down in Tampa by way of Jersey since 86. I flew back up from 08 to 10. And bumped in with a good childhood friend's sister who works in New Jersey Motor Vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like the receptionist, you know, when you first walk in, what line do you have to go to? And she got suspended. A lady comes in, Afghan, in a full jihad, want to get her driver's license and photo. And Sharon, her name is Sharon, she says, okay, there's your line over there for driver's license. Ma'am, you need your remove your jihad. We need to see more than your eyes to take a New Jersey driver's license. Well, that lady threw a fit. My friend got suspended for a week for being rude. This lady got a New York City lawyer and said it was racial profiling.
Jeez.
And all Sharon says, well, you got to remove your jihad. We need to know who you are under that. We can't just use your eyes on a photo. But the lady fought, got a good lawyer, sued the motor vehicle, won, and Sharon got suspended. I mean, it's bull crap. And now, with letting all the Afghans in, we don't know who's mixed in. And lastly, the back of the New Jersey driver's license says it's a privilege to drive in New Jersey. It's not a right.
Right.
So what do you say about that, Denise?
All right, thanks, Jeff. All right, go ahead, Denise.
It is not a new condition by a long stretch, sadly. There have been cases that have gone back, I think, all the way to 2002 and 2003 is when some of this began to bubble to the surface, state after state after state. And they, in state after state after state, these women have won their cases, regardless of what the law says. I mean, California, for instance, says no hats, headwear, decorative scarves, or do-rags are allowed in the photograph,
mm-hmm,
for either men or women, except for religious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the one organization that has fought legally for their cases at really no charge is the ACLU.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look and you'll see cases in Hawaii, Florida, Oklahoma, California. So
now have they won their cases in Florida, or is it still?
No, they can do it.
Okay, that's something. Because I remember the driver's license debacle, and that is definitely on the license. I mean, you got to be able to see their face.
What's the matter? It's a religious accommodation.
Now, here's one for you. Okay, commercial driver's license, so CDL, right? Try doing that with a hijab on. It ain't going to happen.
Well, I don't know how many...
Well, it's got to be. If they're testing it with all these states, they might as well test it with that, too. But I'm telling you, it's not going to happen.
What a test. I mean, this mm-hmm. when we essentially went to war with militant Islam is when a lot of the Islamic community around here, you know, under Remember CARE, we
yeah.
don't hear much about CARE anymore, C-A-I-R.
Nope.
That's where all this...
Well, let me ask you a question. He brought up about the fact we're letting a bunch of people in here that aren't vetted. That's true.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's what I heard. They weren't vetted when they got on the plane. They were going to do it when they got here.
No, they're doing that process in
Ramstein?
Doha. Yeah, and in Ramstein, yes.
Okay. Because we got to know who these
are. Trust that process, but that's where it is happening. But I don't trust the process. Now, when it comes to some of our brothers that are out there doing these private operations, you know, like Glenn Beck, he lifted out 5,100. Scott Mann and Jason Redman, both of whom I know pretty well. Well, not pretty well. Both of whom I know. They created a really intense rat line network in Afghanistan to move out, you know, I would say Afghan special forces and translators. Now, I do trust those people because those guys were embedded with our guys
right.
for years.
Right. Now, hold on, because they're coming right back. Hold the thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon here in the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy give you the phone number this time when we come back. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by TalkingToPatriotPup.com. And you know, education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. And we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Now, remember, it's all about Tuggy the Patriot Pup and his family and his friends as they move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's Tuggy. ThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. The books come in English and Spanish. You can get them locally here by going to the Coastal Market, number 607, at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. By the way, many of you down there in Sarasota over the weekend got a chance to meet Lauren because she was down there at the event in Sarasota that I was at on Saturday. All right, back to Janice Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we've got a hello message from Fred here. Our buddy,
hey, Fred.
Yep, our buddy Fred down here in Fort Lauderdale. He's saying, who knows what the week holds in store with the Afghan withdrawal date and the Hurricane Ida. Then looking ahead to 9/11, who knows what surprise attacks await us on that date. Well, I hope none, Fred, none, I hope. But you have to be aware, say something. You know, if you see something, say something, right?
Yeah.
Understatement sure. of the year. Understatement of the year. Yep, if you see something that's not right, maybe it's not right.
Correct.
Yep. Now, we had a rocket attack or attempted rocket attack, I think, on the Kabul airport. Fell a little bit short. We did use our system that we had, their defensive system. So what's the status of all that? And everybody's worried about they're trying to take a plane down.
Well, that's the reason that we have what is called Sky Knight, otherwise known as the CRAM system. Mm-hmm. CRAM system is made by the defense contractor Halcon. And it's a fairly new system. We've had them before, but this is a fairly new system that the U.S. brought in, I think, for this very reason. Interestingly enough, this CRAM, Sky Knight Air Defense System, is built in collaboration with the United Arab Emirates.
Mm.
It's deployed to counter threats such as fixed-wing aircraft, rotary aircraft, unmanned UAVs, otherwise known as drones, rockets, incoming mortar and artillery shells. Mm-hmm. So it is unclear to us yet where these rockets landed and how many were neutralized. So I'm guessing that it was effective enough such that they continued to do plane operations, flight operations continued at the airport. So
yeah,
I'm guessing that it was good enough to neutralize anything. I don't think that the rockets actually hit anything, maybe in a neighborhood or something close to the airport, but that's where we are on that one.
Well, we had that drone strike over the past week, last week, late in the week, with the took out an ISIS K car load of suicide bombers and apparently explosives inside. But now we find out that there were children involved, and the United States military is launching a full investigation.
Correct.
But they travel with the families.
Well, this appears to be, however, collateral damage. So the Pentagon's got some answering to do in this situation, because it looks like there was some collateral damage. But let me explain something that happened, and nobody is really talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really quite chilling that in one of the last meetings that the United States had with the Taliban actually offered up to the United States control of the city, the entire city of Kabul.
Correct.
Which also included the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, we, meaning General McKenzie at CENTCOM, said, no, we only want the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an outrageous decision. I don't know who made that, officially made that decision, but
I would say Miley.
This came from a meeting that McKenzie had.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has to be an idiot. And I'll tell you why. If we had controlled the whole city, we would have controlled the entire perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
We would not have had all of these issues, I would say, being challenged all over the city of Kabul.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the reason is that McKenzie chose not to control the city was because he was afraid that we couldn't deploy enough troops. Now think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get enough troops out of any of our coalition countries to help with these extractions and with the security measures. I mean, this is probably one of the more outrageous things that I have heard yet that have come out of the military in this administration.
Mm-hmm.
We would not have had to close our embassy. Other countries would not have had to close their embassy. We would have still had maintained control. I mean, think about that for a second. I mean, it's the most outrageous thing that I've heard yet.
Well, this whole thing is upside down and backwards according to any type of past history that we've had anywhere that you want to look. So they're treading on new turf, if you will, and it's the wrong turf to be treading on. It's not working. Tell me what we've accomplished.
Well, they're going to tell you this has been the most successful airlift in U.S. history.
Well, big freaking deal. We lose 13 soldiers out of it. And by the way, nobody's talking about the Afghans. They lost, what, 169 or 70?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's talking about them. They took the big hit.
That's right.
And the way we had this stupid thing set up, a battalion commander, by the way, who actually resigned his commission and has actually left the Marine Corps to pursue whatever he's going to do next. You know who I'm talking about there. What's his name?
I do.
Yeah, Scheller. There we go. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. His men stood up for him yesterday and called for accountability. The whole brigade stood up and said, we want accountability.
Well, I will tell you, at this point, the most boring job probably in the entire United States right now is sitting in a military recruiting office in a shopping center.
I bet you. I bet you.
It's going to get bad. I mean, no one's going to want to go into the military. Nobody.
Nope. Nope. Because nobody's got their back.
Correct.
Yep. And
absolutely correct.
That's just
and
like,
you can start at Miller, you can go to Austin, and obviously now you can go to McKenzie or CENTCOM.
Yeah. And I can't, well, we've got the woke, what do you want to call them? The woke generals involved is what we've got.
Yeah.
I will
say. A couple
say,
of admirals in there. Yep, yep, yep.
Yeah, so I will say this: if Trump runs again, this is going to be another one of the reasons why he runs.
Well, if you're going to go into any kind of service, I would suggest Coast Guard here at this point.
Thank you, and that's the way to go because the Coast Guard's about ready to light it up and show them what they can do. I've worked with the Coast Guard many, many, many times on Lake Ontario. For rescues that we got involved with along with them. And I'm telling you, when the going gets tough, I would rather be with the Coast Guard in one of their helicopters or one of their boats because they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. All right, you have yourself a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the deadline to evacuate Americans and Afghan allies from the country quickly approaching, the Biden administration has been receiving criticism from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle over the chaotic evacuation. Senator Mitt Romney believes that leaving Americans or Afghan allies behind would leave a moral stain on the U.S. The Utah Republican tells CNN that the current rush to evacuate was unnecessary and is the result of poor decisions made by the Biden and Trump administrations.
This did not have to happen. It was preventable. And let me note, that's very different than the military. Our military came in at the very last moment and has performed admirably, as far as I can tell, to move people out as quickly as possible. But we didn't have to be in this rush circumstance with terrorists breathing down our neck. But it's really the responsibility of the prior administration and this administration that has caused this crisis to be upon us.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. In this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, the military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to train you how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, and you'll always hear me say this, if you want to find out about them, and many people do because you want to find out what being an aviation maintenance tech encompasses, it is a tremendous job. You will never not have a place to work anywhere in the world, because once you get certified at the National Aviation Academy, you can take that certification and go wherever you want to work, whatever country you want to work in, anywhere, because they're always looking for aviation maintenance techs. Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080. Once again, 800-659-2080. Call them and ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus, which is right here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Or Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside of Boston. So, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Mass., the website NAA.edu. Call and ask to take the tour and find out what they're all about. You'll be able to talk to a student or students. You'll be able to talk to a teacher or teachers. And you'll more than likely be able to find out about the financial involvement. And again, if you're a veteran post 9/11 and you haven't used your educational benefit, it's going to be covered 100%. Now, if you're pre 9/11 and you either haven't or it's been a while or you did use your benefits, then you probably will have to apply for a basic student loan. But it's there and you can get it. So you got to do. Well, yesterday was a sad day to watch the returning coffins of the military men and women from the bombing in Kabul. Now, there were a total of 13 that were killed, 18 that were wounded. The good news out of all of this is that some of the wounded have been shipped back to the United States for further treatment, and they are not in serious condition. Some of them, not all of them. The ones that are in serious condition are still at Ramstein. But the good thing is U.S. Central Command is reporting that we do have some wounded soldiers, sailors, probably there's a sailor or two in there, I'm guessing, that are, in fact, on their way to the U.S., so that'll be good. Now, President Joe Biden, who, of course, was outraged and heartbroken over the deaths of the U.S. service members and the serious injuries of the others, vowed to attack the terrorists who carried out the bombing. Now, he did just that with the one strike that they had, taking out the planner, the ISIS-K group, and his driver or whatever. That's who they believe they got. But then we had this strike yesterday on a vehicle, or not yesterday, the day before, sorry, on a vehicle that was laden with explosives and suicide bombers. There was multiple suicide bombers in the vehicle on their way to the Kabul airport to probably set off their vests. It was going to be a multiple attack, not just one, but several. So we took the car out. We got advance warning of the car. We took out the car, and the first explosion was an explosion. The second explosion was all the explosives going off in the vehicle, and that was a huge explosion. Now, apparently, we injured some women, and well, didn't injure. We killed some women and children in the process. Collateral damage, we call it. And our Department of Defense is calling for a full-scale investigation to find out how come when we took out a car that we wound up killing some people close by. Well, excuse me, show of hands, how many people know what happens when you have an explosive device blow up, especially if they're like the suicide vests and they got all those nails and screws and pieces of glass and all that in them? What did you think was going to happen? Of course, it travels for a certain range, and it does a lot of damage. That's exactly what happened. It's a shame, but it's what happened. Now, the White House contends that limited information sharing with the Taliban is saving lives, but critics argue that it's putting Afghan allies in harm's way, and I happen to agree with that. You can't trust the Taliban as far as you can throw them. And we're going to trust them with the names of the Afghans that worked with us, that they're going to be fine, and with the Americans that are still caught there in country that can't get out. We're going to trust them and say, oh, we'll take care of them. We'll get them to the airport. We'll see to it that they get on their way. Really? Really? You really believe that? Good luck. By the way, the hidden war between the Taliban and ISIS-K is not a hidden war at all, they're finding out. The ISIS-K is hiding in plain sight along with the Taliban in the same areas where the Taliban is. So, again, this idea that, well, ISIS and the Taliban don't get along, says who? Says who? Because the group and the media and our allies are saying, well, they can't be getting along because, I mean, this can't happen. They don't like each other. Well, they might not like each other, but they're certainly getting along and they're certainly working together. Now, after decades of war, the U.S. and its allies, of course, waged war for 20 years to try to defeat terrorists in Afghanistan. A double suicide bombing demonstrated that they will remain a threat. And they're busy and they're hard at work at the things they're doing. Now, dead people were everywhere at the Kabul airport. You saw the pictures. How could you not see them? And unfortunately, 169 of their people, Afghans, died. Sitting ducks were the type of attack that happened. Sitting ducks. Now, a draft of the House NDAA markup outlines two provisions to fix the gap between research and acquisition. We'll see if that finally happens. Also, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called for bringing the chamber back from recess so lawmakers can vote on legislation that would prohibit withdrawing the U.S. troops from Afghanistan until all remaining Americans were evacuated. Well, that didn't happen. And Mitch McConnell is also calling for the Senate to come back and finish the work that they left behind. We'll see if that happens. Now, China's recent full-speed breakout in its nuclear forces, space and cyber efforts, and hypersonic systems has added a new urgency to America's need to ensure its deterrent systems are holding, according to the Strategic Command's top officer. And China is becoming more of a threat, for sure. Whether or not we want to keep up with the boys over there or not is a different story. Now, Army leaders in charge of aviation modernization say that they've carved out a realistic but ambitious schedule to move through a competitive development effort and field a future attack reconnaissance aircraft by 2030. Need it sooner than that, boys. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We'll ask him what's going on. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Wow, does that feel fantastic on a bad back? Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some more money, too. All right, it's a Monday morning, and here we are with a watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Got to ask you a question. Got to start with the storm, the big storm. Now, a lot of times, and I remember what happened years ago in Florida when, 2004 or 5, when they had Charlie and Floyd and
Gladys, back-to-back-to-back. Remember that?
Yes.
And it did so much damage down here in Florida. It took them a while to rebuild back, but it actually brought the economy back in the process. Even though things might have slowed down a little bit, when it came roaring back.
Well, you know, it seems like because it obviously gets depressed to some degree when it goes down, then it'll come back once things are rebuilt. But again, it's just a reallocation of money going in a certain direction. Now, in the case of Florida, it was what, 2004 when all of those storms came through. Many areas that, you know, the homes were older. Many of these places, there was also some of the mobile homes as well. They got rebuilt. Those areas got reconditioned and done and updated to some degree. And obviously, we understand the building codes that they have in Florida now for new construction and what it involves in regards to hurricanes and the glass protection and everything that goes along with that. When it comes to New Orleans, though, again, we don't even, nobody really knows anything at this point in time.
No.
Because if you do remember back when Katrina hit, you know, the storm went through and then there was a relative calm, and then that's when the levees broke and had all the issues with the water. The hope right now is that those levees will hold,
right,
and they don't have all of the flooding and water damage. That's where it's going to get really bad. It's the water damage. And if they can keep that from happening, that would be a big win.
Now, I will tell you, there's plenty of flood damage done over Mississippi and further up the line where the water was able to get into the lower lying areas of Louisiana. Plenty of flood damage. So we'll find out more as the sun comes up. Now, the other thing is watching the oil prices, because they had to evacuate the oil platforms, and that 150-mile-per-hour wind came right through the middle of the oil fields. Now, as far as I know, I didn't see any oil rigs tipped over. Did you?
No, they tend not to tip over, and I'm sure many of them, they probably evacuated a lot of the people from there ahead of time, the way that they're built. It's a matter of whether or not they can get them back online and the damage. If not, then, you know, you're definitely going to see a price spike in oil without a doubt.
Well, I'm watching it right now, and I realize we haven't got the new prices out for the day, but so far it's only gone up 2 cents a gallon gasoline I'm talking about. Let's see here. West Texas crude went up $1.32 a barrel. Brent crude went up $1.63 a barrel. That's so far.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent move anyway, but we'll see where it ends up when they assess the damage.
Now, you might recall the first estimate of the economic growth expanded at an annualized real rate of 6.5%, missing the analyst forecast for a growth of 8.4%. And nobody threw the towel in on that one, but now we're down to what appears to be 6.1% growth in the first quarter. And they're going, oh, my God, that's terrible. It's only going to get worse. What say you?
I think that, there's certain areas of the economy that really just have not come back yet. I think people are, expecting a lot more than they actually thought. I mean, I've been in, travels around the country over the summer. There's still a lot of empty commercial space everywhere. Actually, in certain areas, I was actually shocked that it hadn't come back yet. So I do think it's going to take some time, and I do think that many of the economists, without a doubt, overshot. It's the companies that were able to continue to work and do well throughout this pandemic. Those are the ones that are kind of keeping the markets going to some degree. But the overall economy still has a long way to go.
Well, outside of this pandemic we've got going here, we've got the Delta virus, which is floated in here, and that seems to be hurting things a little bit. Are you noticing that?
Well, I think that, certain people are somewhat afraid of it. I think it's definitely starting to slow travel down a little bit. I mean, certain people are canceling. Other people, they're just, they're tired, they're fed up, and they're just going to continue to go on with their lives. It all depends upon, people's, ease or fear of the variant. I mean, it's there. I think that, the problem with COVID is that I don't think it's ever going to go away. I think that there's this idea out there that people have that it's just going to disappear. It's not. It's going to continue to mutate as we go along, and we're going to have to learn to live with it.
Now, Tesla's got a little problem. On their part automated drive system, one of their vehicles slammed into a police car.
Elon Musk has been planning this auto drive now for what seems to be, almost 8 years, maybe longer. And it just, he has not been able to come through on any of this stuff. I for the life of me, I don't know. Anybody, obviously, who drives a car, when you're driving a car and you're aware of your surroundings and see other drivers that are about to make a mistake and you're able to avoid getting yourself into some sort of situation. The only way I think that this auto drive would work is that every car would need to have it and be communicating with one another. Mm-hmm. I don't see, because you know what I'm saying? I tell my kids, like my kids are driving now, and there's a parent, one of the scariest things. Kids are out there driving. And you explain to them, you're a good driver, but I'm not worried about you. You've got to worry about the other drivers. Mm-hmm. And in the case of Tesla, I know that they had some issues with that thing. I think that has a long way to go. But the real issue right now we're seeing with a lot of the electric cars is actually General Motors. They're out over $1 billion plus and then some because of their Bolt car that continues recalls because there's fires again and again and again.
Yeah. Now, you're aware of the fact that Donald Trump lost Wisconsin by 20,000 votes in 2020, right?
I'm sorry?
He lost the election in the state of Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. You know that, right?
I wasn't sure exactly what the numbers were.
Okay, well, that's the number, trust me. And here's where I'm going with this. The state of Wisconsin, the GOP, is seeking $680,000 to do an election probe of 2020. Reason being is because their lawyers that were up there, one of them being our own Amanda Mackey here from the Florida 13th District, they found 200,000 votes that should have been thrown out for irregularities, absentee votes, because they weren't properly filled out according to the rules and regulations in place.
Oh, wow. Well, again, we don't have rules and regulations. It doesn't seem like anymore. It's kind of like anything goes depending upon who's in charge. Whatever party's in charge are the ones that tend to almost be writing the rules to some degree. And it's shameful to some. It really is. It's, we don't need to be having stuff like that. We really don't.
No, and I might be a waste of money in this case because nothing can be done about it, right?
Well, listen, all said and done, no. There's nothing that can be done about it.
No.
The hope is that you can, we can avoid these problems in the future.
Okay, so finally, stocks look like they're going to rise ahead of the Jackson Hole speech from Mr. Jerome Powell.
Well, Mr. Jerome Powell, I think he's coming to grips with the fact that, hey, listen, they can't raise rates. Not possible. Rates going up at this point in time would be almost like, the markets would go parabolic. Rates need to be low because of all the borrowing that still continues.
Mm. All right, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it, man. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there, check it out, see what he's all about. And don't forget to catch this program on the weekend either on many of these same stations. And I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.